Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Our government is getting on with our goal of delivering a nature-positive Australia. A nature-positive Australia, which means protecting more of our natural environment for our kids and our grandkids to enjoy. Protecting more of what's precious, repairing more of what's damaged, and managing nature better for the future.
That was Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek last year speaking with hope and optimism about her government's nature-positive laws. Well, what a difference a few months makes. Federal politics reporter Dan Jervis-Bardi is on the line. Dan, you can reveal Plibersek is going to put some of the nature-positive plan on the back burner.
That's correct. So when the minister was speaking last year with the optimism you described, the intention was to push ahead with a really wide and significant package of environmental law reforms. Now, what's happened in the months since and what she announced today is that rather than pushing ahead with one large chunk of legislation, she's going to carve it up. And essentially what that means is they're going to sort of put the most contentious parts on the back burner. Which sort of means it remains to be seen whether they will actually happen, but they are going to push ahead with one important component, and that's to create a new federal environment protection agency. But long story short, the hopes of having this really grand, significant reform done as one is over. And they've made a decision to split things up, and I guess we'll see what happens from here.
And is the thinking behind the carve-up just, a case of the federal government just looking for some easier wins?
Well, the minister was, her official response is that this is a very significant piece of legislation. I think the bill itself will run into be more than 1,000 pages. So their line is that, it's important to take time to get this right. Now, clearly what has happened in the months after you played that clip of the minister talking about the need to get on with the job, there's been a very significant backlash from the mining industry in particular to some of the proposals that were put out there. And I think the minister and the government generally is clearly feeling the pressure, has sort of read the tea leaves and decided to slow things down a little bit, and the decision to split things up and do it piece by piece is a product of that.
Yeah, right. And so what do you think this means as far as the total reform package goes ahead of the next election?
It's a great question. So I think the prospects, trying to guess anything in federal politics is a mug's game, but I think if I was to guess, I think the likelihood that the whole package is passed before the next election is slim to none. I think, the minister intends or will introduce legislation to create the new federal EPA within weeks. Now, anyone that follows these things, the bill will be introduced, but then there'll be an inquiry. There'll likely be a fight in the Senate with the Greens and the Coalition. If the government comes through that unscathed and get it passed, I think the likelihood of them wanting to go back and do that all again with a more contentious piece of legislation, at that point it'll be very close to an election. I doubt there'll be much appetite. So you never know. Things can change quickly in this place. But I as I'm sitting here right now, I highly doubt that the entire package will be passed before the next election.
Yeah, I think you might be pretty spot on then. And if they can get a new EPA up and through Parliament, well, I think they'd take the W on that. At least it's something they could take to the next election and say something came out of the nature positive reforms. We'll see how it ends up. Federal politics reporter Dan Jervis-Bardi, always appreciate your time on the Nightly Five.
Thank you very much.